From the heart of our nation's capital, here's Family Research Council President Tony Perkins.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Washington Watch. Coming up,
we're going to ask every secretary to cut 5% for next year.
That was President Trump directing his cabinet to cut their budgets. We're going to talk about that. Also, a massive caravan is heading north from Central America as President Trump threatens to cut their financial aid going to some of the Central American countries if they don't stop it. In just a moment, we'll talk with Congressman Louie Gohmert of Texas's 1st Congressional District about today's breaking news. Also, Project Veritas has struck again, known for its undercover videos, released a video Monday night showing Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri and her staffers expressing support for radical gun control measures that they admit on video they can't publicly say. We'll also talk with James O'Keefe of Project Veritas about the video. And we'll catch up with FRC Action's Values Bus, which is in Indiana. We'll talk with FRC's Krista Johnson. And Gosnell, the trial of America's biggest serial killer, which delves into the true story of the infamous crimes committed by Philadelphia abortion doctor Kermit Gosnell, broke into the top 10 movies this past weekend. It was the opening weekend. And given all the opposition, that's a big deal. We'll talk with co-producer Ann McElhaney later in the program. The website, TonyPerkins.com. If you're on Twitter, it's at TPerkins. And let me remind you, folks, let me ask you, have you taken the pledge? The pledge to pray, to vote, and to stand, to pray for our nation, to vote your values, your biblical values, and to stand for the transcendent truth upon which this nation was built. Go to PrayVoteStand.com and take the pledge. Okay, a caravan that has now grown to about 2,000, started out at about 160 in Honduras. They've crossed into Guatemala. It's now up to about 2,000 migrants that are headed for the United States. Now, President Trump has warned that these Central American countries need to stop the caravan or potentially lose American aid. Also today, the president, in a cabinet meeting earlier today, told all of his departments, cut the spending, about 5% in terms of the spending. Joining us now is Congressman Louie Gohmert. He serves on the people of the 1st Congressional District of Texas. He also serves on the House Judiciary Committee. Congressman Louie Gohmert, great to have you back on the program.
Always good to talk to you, Tony, on or off the air.
Well, I know everybody wants to go to Texas, but there's some folks headed from the south up to Texas. The president says he's putting the burden back on the countries, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, that are really kind of producing a lot of these migrants that are coming illegally into the country.
Well, they got used to doing that during, especially during the Obama years, and just having a big train of folks coming. But they have been taught to claim asylum. We currently have an attorney general who has appointed immigration judge. And by the way, Tony, I didn't realize until we were in the thick of the Obama administration how you got immigration judges. You know, they don't come before a confirmation hearing before the Senate or anything like that. They're appointed by the attorney general him or herself. And so when Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch were appointing judges, that's why we got these 4 and 5 year notices to show up for a hearing, which people wouldn't show up for. But in this case, we have an attorney general who wants to enforce the law. And thank goodness we have a president who says you either stop the train or we're going to cut your foreign assistance. And he means business. He's not kidding. I know there are some people, and I've heard from Christians that say, well, that's just not a very Christ-like way to act. When you're acting in the role of government, the most biblical way to act is enforcing the law. It's what talked about in Proverbs and other places. You know, if a nation's really blessed, they have leaders who will enforce the law without regard to how wealthy they are, whether they can pay a bribe, or how poor they are. They go right down the rope with what the law says. And that's what I'd like to see. But Tony, even further, you know, I know there are people that oppose the wall that say that's not very Christ-like. But the thing is, the number one most compassionate thing we can do for the people of Mexico, Honduras, Guatemala, anywhere south or in Central America, would be to build a wall where we need it and to get a fence where that's appropriate, but enforce the border, because we're told there's probably 80 billion or so last year that went to the drug cartels from the United States. We know we've lost 70,000 Americans to drug overdoses, mainly because of illegal drugs coming from south of the border. You enforce that border. Oh, and by the way, we're told now that drug cartels may be getting as much money from human trafficking as they are from the drug smuggling. But you cut that down to a trickle by enforcing our border, then you would see Mexico be a top 10 economy in the world. You would see Central America become so productive and such great places to live, because the corruption would be dried up. Instead of having billions and billions to spend, they'd have a trickle. And Mexico, with the vast natural resources they have, hardworking, wonderful people they've got, the great location they have in the world between two continents, they'd be a top 10 economy. The people of Central America would be doing so well, but this bringing them in and basically getting them into this type of servitude they have to the drug cartels for bringing them in. I've been on the border so many nights, and I've seen what happens. If we're caring people, we enforce our border, we help cut off the money to the drug cartels. We tell these, and make no mistake, when a train or a group of individuals like this, 1,000, 1,200, 1,600, come up the border, nobody crosses the border without paying the drug cartels. Make no mistake about that.
Yeah, it's interesting. Those that criticize the president and others for wanting to build a wall, many of them, most vocal, live in gated communities. The same crowd that complains about global warming and the carbon footprint and fly their private jets.
Exactly.
You're right. I mean, look, there is a compassionate thing is not to break up families by not enforcing the law and entice people to violate the law and come into this country illegally, where they have to live in the shadows and then be exploited. The best thing to do is to uphold the law and fix our immigration system so that those who want to come to America legally and be a part of this great country can do so. I'm actually, it's a good thing, and I know you would agree with me, Louis, it's a good thing that people want to come to America, especially after 8 years of Barack Obama. They still want to come to this country because we offer so much, but they need to do it legally, or else we lose the very thing that makes us unique.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And we could do so much more good for them if we just enforce the border. But, you know, one of the things that there's been so much misinformation about separation families, of course, this was going on back during the Obama administration.
Right.
I pointed that out previously, I think, on Fox News and CNN or MSNBC. One of them said I was lying. But anyway, they found out later that I was telling the truth. But, of course, they never corrected that. The thing is, children were never separated from their parents unless, number one, there was reason to believe they weren't the parents or that there was some harm occurring to the children. And number two, the main time it ever happened was when people came to the U.S. through an illegal means. If you came across
that was my point.
Yeah, you're going to come across a border crossing, designated legal crossing, then families were not separated.
Right,
you come
right.
in through that, an illegal method, then that's the only time children were separated. And
right.
Make sure
well,
and
the other yeah. thing, the other thing that, that separates families is that men come over, leaving their families behind because they can come in illegally and work and send wages back. So, I mean, that was my point, is that our broken system entices
sure.
people
yeah,
to do that.
Yeah.
Hey, before we're going to run out of time,
I
want to
go ahead.
Well, I want to get to the budget cuts. The president taking aggressive action this morning, telling his cabinet secretaries, look, cut the budget, cut 5%. Given the fact that we're continually seeing the federal budget and spending, grow, I mean, this is a good sign, is it not?
Oh, yes, you bet. It's a good sign. We've taken in more federal revenue than ever for any quarter in history. Problem is, we had a $1 trillion deficit with the spending from 2018 fiscal year. Once you're good. Looks like I have that for 2019. So I'm glad the president's taking that action. But, Tony, the biggest problem for that overspending has come when the House passed a good spending, a good appropriation bill. It goes to the Senate, and instead of just passing it with 51 votes, as 51 votes could dictate that they do, they said, well, let's go ahead and do cloture. That requires 60 votes. They upped the spending bill. I believe it was around $600 billion in order to buy enough Democrats to get to 60 votes. And now we're hearing, ooh, we may have over $700 billion in deficit spending this year. Well, if we quit doing the cloture on spending bills like we've done now on confirmations, we could save our grandchildren trillions of dollars over a good period of over just a few years, in fact. So it would be a good thing if we could not only do what the president's doing, saying cut government budgets, but then also quit buying off Democratic senators to get a cloture vote.
Well, the very positive note here that you touched on is that the revenue coming into the government is at an all-time high, meaning that
right.
our economy is humming, it's going well, and so
yep.
if we tighten the belt a little bit, we cut the spending, we could really take a good whack at that the debt and get that down as we
exactly.
lower each year's deficit. Louis Gohmert, out of time. So great to talk with you. Hope everything's well over there in the 1st District of Texas.
A lot of rain, but love you, Tony. Appreciate the great brother you are.
All right. Thank you, Louis Gohmert. All right, folks, find out more. Go to the website, TonyPerkins.com, and take a visit to Texas's 1st Congressional District, East Texas. Actually, it's almost Louisiana. Louis Gohmert, great American. Speaking of Congress, speaking of cutting budgets, it's time to vote. Coming up in just a couple of weeks, we're just a few weeks away from having a new Congress. You can do your part. As I've said many times, our republic is not a spectator sport. It requires your participation. Take the pledge today to pray, to vote, and to stand. Go to PrayVoteStand.com. All right, when we come back, Project Veritas has struck again. James O'Keefe joins us with his latest undercover video. That's next here on Washington Watch.
Do you feel out of touch with what's going on in our nation's capital? Do you want to make a difference this summer? Well, now you can. Family Research Council's Stand Firm mobile app is a new tool that is bringing Christians across America together in advancing faith, family, and freedom. The unique features of the app allow you to contact your congressman on important issues with just the tap of a screen, sign up to organize culture impact teams in churches across the country, and share the latest legislative alerts with family and friends. You can listen to Washington Watch live with Tony Perkins or read the daily Washington Update to stay engaged and informed on issues facing our country. Join now in building a network of activists as we stand firm together for His kingdom. Go to frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today. Again, that's frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today.
With everything that's going on in the world, it's easy to feel out of the loop. Here at Family Research Council, we want to help you stay informed on the issues of faith, family, and freedom. Get access to information fast by visiting our website and connecting with us on social media. Always be in the know by following us on Twitter, Instagram, and watching us live on Facebook. Download our app to access our FRCA's voter guide and contact your congressman with just a tap of the screen. You can also listen to Washington Watch Live with Tony Perkins and read the Daily Washington Update to stay engaged on the issues facing our country today. Have questions? Contact us anytime by visiting frc.org. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that. So what are you waiting for? Get the information you need to make a difference for biblical values and connect with FRC today. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that.
Hello? Can you hear me? Are we losing our voice? 69% of American adults are using social media platforms to express themselves. But digital giants like Facebook, Google, and Twitter have collided with the free speech rights of citizen internet users. In the wake of a consistent pattern of censorship by tech companies of lawful but politically incorrect viewpoints, particularly those of conservatives and Christians, what is the legal status of digital free expression? Family Research Council hosted an expert panel discussion on the question of losing our voices. Who owns free speech on the internet? The panel speakers were Congressman Marsha Blackburn, civil liberties attorney Craig Parshall, and Brent Scorum, senior research fellow in the technology policy program at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. To watch this discussion on one of the most important freedom of expression issues in decades, go to frc.org/voice. Again, that's frc.org/voice.
Welcome back to Washington Watch. I'm Tony Perkins. The website, TonyPerkins.com. If you're on Twitter, it is at T Perkins. All right, take the pledge to pray, vote, and stand. PrayVoteStand.com. All right, Project Veritas, which is known for their undercover videos. We actually were talking about one of these a few weeks ago, the Deep State over at the State Department. Well, on Monday, another video was released exposing Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri as favoring extreme gun control measures but not wanting to tell voters. The video is the third in an ongoing series of undercover videos in which Project Veritas exposes red state Democrats for hiding their far-left views from voters. I mean, isn't that a little bit dishonest, hiding what you really believe until after the election? With us now is a conservative investigator and founder of Project Veritas, James O'Keefe. James, welcome back to Washington Watch.
Thank you for having me back on.
Hey, good to talk with you. It's good to be with you a couple weeks ago when we were in North Carolina. Hey, I want to play a clip of this video that was released Monday night. Now, I'm not – obviously, this is radio, so you're just getting the audio of it. But I'm going to play this, and then I want to get you to comment on it.
So you would be on board with the bump stocks?
Of course.
Bump stocks.
Oh, I've voted
high capacity
for,
mags.
I've voted for most of those things before.
So for a ban?
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell them, because she does, support a semi-automatic firearm ban. Because I want to say something I shouldn't say.
I think semi-automatic, like a semi-automatic rifle ban.
Okay.
Is more so what she would support.
All right. What did we just hear, James?
Well, that was undercover video of campaign workers working for Claire McCaskill clarifying her positions on the Second Amendment. In Missouri, as you probably know, they don't want to talk about guns. They don't want to talk about their positions on guns. So what these staffers said is Claire said that she would support a gun ban. We asked her field staff what that means, and they told us that that means a semi-automatic rifle ban. Claire McCaskill has responded to this video. She has attacked me and accused me or accused her opponent of being involved, which is not true. I've never met her opponent. I've never spoken with the Attorney General of Missouri. And she's making those accusations, and she's on defense because this video shows her staffers saying that one has to mislead moderate voters in order to get elected in a state like Missouri. If you're a Democrat in a red state, you have to mislead, but then after you get elected, you can pull a bait and switch. That's what these staffers are on tape saying.
All right, let me fact, I have her statement that she released or that she made following the release of this video. She said, quote, "It is startling that Josh Hawley would be a part of fraudulently embedding someone in my campaign. He's the attorney general of the state of Missouri. He's supposed to be going after fraud, not participating in it." End of quote. You've never met Josh.
No, I've never met Josh. I don't know Josh Hawley. He doesn't work for me. She also says that we've committed fraud. I don't know what that means by recording the folks. We're committing fraud by recording what they've said. I think the real fraud is the bait and switch. When the worker for her says that that moderate voters are going to have to, quote, get over it, unquote, after they impeach Trump, after misleading them, and they do what they are not supposed to do, or what they told the voters they would not do, that to me is a better example of fraud, lying to the constituents. Our cameras just recorded it. So Claire McCaskill, Senator McCaskill, has come out last night on local TV in Missouri, attacking me, calling my journalism fraud, accusing the attorney general of being involved in this. It's pretty unbelievable, very unbelievable statements by Claire McCaskill.
Well, okay, first off, all you do is record, and so it's their own words. It's not your words. It's not commentary. It's their words. So that I want to be clear on that, and people can see that. They can go to your website and see it. But here's the question I have for you, James, because this is obviously not the first time you've done this. You've done this quite successfully many times. Why is it that people like this, I'm going to use the word term liberal, why is it they feel so comfortable in openly admitting that they're deceptive and that they will lie?
Well, part of it is hubris and arrogance, that they're not held to account, that the media and the narrative. I'll give you an example. Dave Weigel of the Washington Post tweeted out 2 hours ago about our story that it doesn't matter because she's already been public about some of these things. But Dave Weigel omitted the things that she has not been public about, that she is lying about. So because the media doesn't actually hold any of these red state Democrats accountable, a lot of these guys inside the office were quite open, quite brazen about the deceptions. And it wasn't just one of them. Each and every staffer that we met had a different type of deception. Said Nick Starost. Nick Starost is a campaign staffer for McCaskill. He said that Obama and McCaskill have the same views on everything. And then he said, quote, "People just can't know that. People cannot know that." So it seems to me that it didn't take a tremendous amount of espionage for me to do this. I just had to walk in. I had to ask questions and get responses, which is what journalists are supposed to do. And there is a kind of an artifice that pervades our politics where reporters don't challenge these people because they like them. And therefore, it's quite easy for an undercover person to get the information very quickly.
It amazes me that that people could be so deceptive and duplicitous in their conversations. I mean, you would think they would hide this stuff. James O'Keefe, out of time. I want to thank you for joining us. And I understand there's still more to come.
We released a video today about how McCaskill conceals Planned Parenthood contributions, and her staffers say that they have to essentially lie to get elected and mask the contributions to appeal to pro-life Democrats. That's just come out. It's the second video in the series on McCaskill, and I urge everyone to take a look at it, projectveritasaction.com.
All right, James O'Keefe, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks.
Yeah, check that out, folks. I mean, wow. Openly lie? All right, by the way, Washington Watch and FRC does not support candidates or oppose candidates for office. I'm just bringing you the facts. All right, when we come back, we're going to get an update on the FRC Values Bus Tour, crisscrossing the country. That's next here on Washington Watch. Don't go away.
Do you feel out of touch with what's going on in our nation's capital? Do you want to make a difference this summer? Well, now you can. Family Research Council's Stand Firm mobile app is a new tool that is bringing Christians across America together in advancing faith, family, and freedom. The unique features of the app allow you to contact your congressman on important issues with just the tap of a screen, sign up to organize culture impact teams in churches across the country, and share the latest legislative alerts with family and friends. You can listen to Washington Watch live with Tony Perkins or read the daily Washington Update to stay engaged and informed on issues facing our country. Join now in building a network of activists as we stand firm together for His kingdom. Go to frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today. Again, that's frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today.
With everything that's going on in the world, it's easy to feel out of the loop. Here at Family Research Council, we want to help you stay informed on the issues of faith, family, and freedom. Get access to information fast by visiting our website and connecting with us on social media. Always be in the know by following us on Twitter, Instagram, and watching us live on Facebook. Download our app to access our FRCA's voter guide and contact your congressman with just a tap of the screen. You can also listen to Washington Watch Live with Tony Perkins and read the Daily Washington Update to stay engaged on the issues facing our country today. Have questions? Contact us anytime by visiting frc.org. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that. So what are you waiting for? Get the information you need to make a difference for biblical values and connect with FRC today. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that.
Welcome back to Washington Watch. I'm Tony Perkins. The website, TonyPerkins.com. If you're on Twitter, it is at T Perkins. All right, have you seen it? The Values Bus. Has it been through your neighborhood? Well, it's crisscrossing the country. The FRC Action Values Bus Tour is well underway, going through various parts of the country to encourage voters to pray, to vote, and to stand. Elections coming up November the 6th. You can find out if the bus is going to be coming to your neck of the woods. Go to valuesbustour.com. Joining us now is Krista Johnson, who is the bus captain for one of the FRC Action buses. We've got one in California, and we've got one that happens to be, I believe, in Indiana today. Krista, welcome back to Washington Watch.
Thanks, Tony. I guess that name is sticking for you there.
Yeah, so the wheels on the bus going round and round?
That's right. We are in Indiana, you're right. We just finished in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, yesterday at a pastor's briefing that we had there. 300 to 400 pastors, gave out several voter guides to those pastors that were there, had a great turnout. And this morning at another pastor's event in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and right now we're driving through, all I see is cornfields, to Indianapolis.
Well, good. Let's see. Give us a little update of what, because actually I'm going to be connecting with you this weekend in Ohio. We've got some events coming up in Ohio this weekend.
That's right. So tonight we're in Indianapolis at Southeast Baptist Tabernacle. We've got a church event there. And then from there, we go to Ohio tonight. So we're going to be in Ohio from this evening until Monday of next week and even Tuesday. We've got several events, Cincinnati, Circleville, Columbus, and Osiris, as well as Akron, all of the end of this week and moving into next. Several festivals, the Fairborn Halloween Festival, Circleville Pumpkin Show, and Faith Life Church there in Columbus, as well as Victory and Truth Ministries in Osiris. So we'll be in several places throughout Ohio at those events.
And then Monday we'll be talking to the students at Ohio Christian University. So we've got a busy schedule for the bus. Now, at the valuesbustour.com website, not only can folks see exactly where the bus will be and what time so they can come out and join it, but there's also resources there. People can actually find a link, I believe, to the voter guides. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. So on the Values Bus Tour website, valuesbustour.com, when you go to that main page, you've got the ability to see the entire tour schedule for both the California tour as well as the national tour. You can click Join Us on the Tour. It'll pull up every tour date, location, city, state, and venue that we're going to be at. Feel free to RSVP on that website. Invite your friends, family, and coworkers to come out to those events. And then under Voter Tools at the top toolbar menu, there's a voter guide location there as well so that you can pull up all those voter guides as well as several other resources, scorecards, information on state FBCs, and information on what's at stake this election cycle. You can also go to frcaction.org/vote, and you can sign the pledge there on that website. If you're not able to sign your name to the bus, which is something that we're doing with this bus tour, you can definitely do that through the website as well to pledge to pray, vote, and stand.
All right, so it's valuesbustour.com. You can find out more information there. And I think there's a picture of the bus. And aren't you on the picture kind of looking out the window of the bus on the website? Is that right?
Well, I'm on the picture, but I'm unfortunately not looking out the window. I'm actually on top of the bus in a parade. So we've got signs on top of the bus from that parade that we were in. And we've got a couple of other parades coming up, so we'll see what happens next time.
All right. Very quickly, before we run out of time, what's some of the feedback? I know you're meeting a lot of folks that are coming out for these stops, signing the bus, taking the pledge. What are you hearing?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got everybody is extremely basically grateful and thankful for what we're doing. We're seeing a lot of encouraging things come out of these events. Pastors and even just people that are just stopping by that see the bus, they're just encouraged to see the work that we're doing. We've had people come up and just say, we just want to bless your ministry and just give us, you know, anything they can to kind of help the bus continue on. So on top of that, we're seeing a lot of people, even in parking lots that we've been in, want to come up and sign the bus. They see the bus out there and they just want to sign their
name. Oh.
And then another thing that we're seeing is pastors just being very engaged and enthused about everything that we're doing to engage their congregations and churches and ministries throughout the country.
All right. Well, very good. Well, I'm going to be with you on the bus. Just don't throw me under the bus when I'm there this weekend. So have a good time. Keep it between
we'll
the lines, and I'll see you on Saturday. All right. The valuesbustour.com. You can find out more about how you can be a part of it right there at that website. All right, coming up next, the new film about the late-term abortionist Kermit Gosnell cracks the top 10 at the box office for its opening weekend. That's big, considering all the opposition. Co-producer Ann McElhaney is here next. Don't go away.
Out of touch with what's going on in our nation's capital? Do you want to make a difference this summer? Well, now you can. Family Research Council's Stand Firm mobile app is a new tool that is bringing Christians across America together in advancing faith, family, and freedom. The unique features of the app allow you to contact your congressman on important issues with just the tap of a screen, sign up to organize culture impact teams in churches across the country, and share the latest legislative alerts with family and friends. You can listen to Washington Watch live with Tony Perkins or read the daily Washington Update to stay engaged and informed on issues facing our country. Join now in building a network of activists as we stand firm together for his kingdom. Go to frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today. Again, that's frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today.
With everything that's going on in the world, it's easy to feel out of the loop. Here at Family Research Council, we want to help you stay informed on the issues of faith, family, and freedom. Get access to information fast by visiting our website and connecting with us on social media. Always be in the know by following us on Twitter, Instagram, and watching us live on Facebook. Download our app to access our FRCA's voter guide and contact your congressman with just a tap of the screen. You can also listen to Washington Watch Live with Tony Perkins and read the Daily Washington Update to stay engaged on the issues facing our country today. Have questions? Contact us anytime by visiting frc.org. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that. So what are you waiting for? Get the information you need to make a difference for biblical values and connect with FRC today. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that.
Hello? Can you hear me? Are we losing our voice? 69% of American adults are using social media platforms to express themselves. But digital giants like Facebook, Google, and Twitter have collided with the free speech rights of citizen internet users. In the wake of a consistent pattern of censorship by tech companies of lawful but politically incorrect viewpoints, particularly those of conservatives and Christians, what is the legal status of digital free expression? Family Research Council hosted an expert panel discussion on the question of losing our voices. Who owns free speech on the internet? The panel speakers were Congressman Marsha Blackburn, Civil Liberties Attorney Craig Parshall, and Brent Scorum, Senior Research Fellow in the Technology Policy Program at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. To watch this discussion on one of the most important freedom of expression issues in decades, go to frc.org/voice. Again, that's frc.org/voice.
This is Washington Watch, and I'm Tony Perkins. Glad to have you along on this Wednesday afternoon. The website, TonyPerkins.com. If you're on Twitter, it's at TPerkins. And look, you know, we've been talking about all this stuff about what's happening in some of these states where there's intentional deception going on. We've got the values bus going across the country trying to remind people to pray, to vote, and to stand. I hope you've taken the pledge, PrayVoteStand.com. And share that with your friends. I mean, look, you are, I would venture to say that if you are a listener of Washington Watch, you are an influencer. If you take the time to listen to this program that talks about what's happening politically across our country with a heavy emphasis in Washington, D.C., you are an influencer. You're informed. You're knowledgeable. And so people are going to look to you for guidance. So this is, you need to encourage people to pray, to vote, and to stand. Encourage people. Encourage people to stand up and not shrink back under the threat of criticism because of political correctness. Okay. Maybe you've seen this movie, but it came out this past weekend. Kermit Gosnell. Now, this was the late-term abortionist in Philadelphia who went to prison after being convicted in connection with the deaths of a number of deaths, actually, an untold number of babies. We just don't know. Well, it hit the top 10 films at the box office over the weekend. Now, this is significant, okay? Significant for a number of reasons. One, that in and of itself, that's good. But it had tremendous opposition. From start to finish, Hollywood was against it. Everybody was against it because this is a pull-no-punches movie. Gosnell, The Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer. I mean, just the title itself causes the left to start twitching. Well, it opened in theaters Friday, last past Friday, and it tells the true story of Gosnell and how his 30-plus-year abortion career ended with him being convicted of murder. Joining us now is Anne McElhaney. She's a producer and director of Gosnell, the trial of America's biggest serial killer. Anne, welcome to Washington Watch.
It's great to be on the show. Thanks so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it. And interesting listening to your introduction there, because I've just been on a call with the whole team here. And you talk about warfare. So we have theaters now across America. This film did phenomenal business at the weekend. We were the number one independent movie in the country. And the theaters where we're doing most money, where the most money is being made, they're dropping us. They're going to drop the movie. They're not going to continue to play it. We have reports from all over the country where people have gone to a theater where they know it's playing. There's no movie poster up. It's not on the marquee. They've almost left the theater thinking, oh, my God, it's not here. We've gone to the wrong theater. They've gone to theaters and been told by the guy selling the tickets, you don't want to go and see that. Why don't you go and see Venom instead? Why don't you see The Nun instead? So there is a, there, I mean, I'm telling you, we literally get off the phone and the distributor has said in his career, he has never had the reception he's gotten for this movie from the movie theaters in his career, in his 30-year career of doing this. He's never had the reception. And I can tell you on the other side, on the flip side of that, we're seeing, and your listeners can look on Facebook at the Gosnell Movie Facebook page and look at what people who see the movie are seeing. People, and I just, it's incredible what's happened. So everyone basically says that when they go, the people who've been to the theaters, that at the end, people sit to the very, very end of the credits. In one place, a priest stood up and said, would anyone like to pray? And everyone stayed and everyone prayed. Other people have written and said that they left in complete silence and went into their car and prayed. In other places, people huddled in groups in the foyer of movie theaters. I mean, you know how unusual a place that is to see that kind of activity. And so this is what we're getting from the audience. And I can tell you that the warfare from the establishment is phenomenal. NPR wouldn't take our money. Facebook wouldn't take our money. They don't want our money. Like they didn't, they rejected all our ads, including an ad that was a screen grab of Dean Cain talking to Tucker Carlson. So that was unacceptable. And that's what, and I can tell you all our ads, there is no photographs in our ads. Our ads are very, they're very asinine. They're benign. They just say this is the movie, and the name of the movie. And they get rejected. I think it's 40 of them have been rejected so far. NPR rejected us. We had a screening organized in the Hyatt Hotel in Austin, and Planned Parenthood put pressure on the Hyatt, and the Hyatt gave us back our money. So it is relentless what we put up with here, and it has been 4 years. And I thought the other day when the film came out, I thought, oh my God, we're home straight, we're safe now. We're not even slightly safe. So I would say to your listeners, they need to get out there. They need to get out there in numbers. They need to go out and buy tickets, even if they can't go and see the movie themselves. But they need to get people to go, and they need to go in large numbers, because there is something, the strength of this movie is phenomenal. I cannot tell you, I could be on your show all day reading the most beautiful, beautiful letters from people who've also changed their mind about abortion, by the way, from watching the movie.
I know, and I know that, Anne, it's been a long process because, I think we've kind of walked along as you've done this all the way back to where you had to do the crowdfunding to get the money to do this. We had it at the Values Voters Summit. Well, it's because of the work you're doing, and I just want to commend you on the tenacity that you've shown here in not giving up, because, even going back to the very beginning when you tried to get the money to do this and you had were blocked by GoFundMe and had to go to another crowdfunding source, and it's just been one obstacle after another, but you've seen it through to fruition. I mean, we were at the Values Voter Summit, Dean Cain was there, and that created a blow up. I mean, it's just, but it seems like all of these things have just drawn more attention to the movie, I think, causing more people to want to go see it. Why is the left so opposed to this? I think that's piquing the interest of a lot of people just because of the opposition, don't you?
No, you're totally right. And I'm actually surprised myself. People have written and said they just didn't know. Like they didn't know, and that the film has instructed them. They thought they knew things. I mean, people have written and thought that they thought that abortion was at 3 weeks. People have written and said, I never knew. And my husband says this all the time. He says, Planned Parenthood are geniuses. that they have managed to pull the wool over people's eyes. The people just don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. You certainly know when you come out of this movie about what abortion is. And that's the reason. That's the reason that they're so violently opposed to us. I mean, it's, and you're kind of right. In some ways, it kind of somehow is helping us in some ways because it's so blatant. You know, we have a situation where The Star is Born is out as well in the theatres. 280 reviewers reviewed that film. Venom is out. The Nun is out. All of them have been reviewed by, you know, 200 different reviewers. We have two reviews by the mainstream. Two. And one of those is 200 words. You know, and it's like, seriously, in the LA Times, by the way, who shockingly didn't like the film, you know. But they're trying their very, very best to kind of to destroy us, actually, to destroy us. But also the movie theaters are getting involved in trying to destroy us. So it's a warfare. And I have to say, it really is kind of shocking, you know, when you see all these forces, you know, teamed up against us. But then amazing things happen. Like we've had people writing and saying, I've just bought 40 tickets. I can't go. I'm too far away. But I bought 40 tickets for the nearest theater. People have gone with young people. People have gone. I mean, a beautiful woman has written. And actually, people can look at this stuff on Twitter and on Facebook. And it's really amazing. One woman wrote an amazing story on Twitter. And she had come out of the theater, was very, very upset and sat in her car. She prayed for 15 minutes. And she herself had been pregnant, had gone for an abortion, had seen the ultrasound and changed her mind. And the staff had put pressure on her. And she said she just didn't have the courage or the confidence. And she was alone and she went through with it. And she says, I mean, people can read this. I mean, it's worth reading. She said that she always felt the baby was a girl and that she had named the girl Gracie. And I know you know the film very well. I know that. And at the last scene in the movie, there is a child that is saved. And the child that's saved is called Gracie. Can you imagine how that woman felt when she saw that? It was almost like the film was speaking directly to her. And we have had those messages from a lot of people who have had, you know, who have these stories. And this is going to be one of the issues with the film, that it is going to bring up a lot of hurt with people and make people confront things that they might want to try and not confront. But it's always there, I think. She said the baby, you know, she had the abortion on the 5th of November, and that, you know, she said this story is with her every day, that she lives this all the time. But she was very, very grateful to us for making the film. But I think this spontaneous prayer thing is really quite extraordinary, and we've heard it from a number of different venues.
You're listening to Washington Watch. I'm your host, Tony Perkins. Glad to have you with us. Ann McElhaney, my guest, producer and director of Gosnell, The Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer. Okay. And so give our folks some instruction. How can they find out about the movies, where they can go and they can buy tickets?
Yeah, and I'm the producer. I'm one of the screenwriters. In fact, Nick Searcy is the director, and he does an amazing job. Your listeners can go to gosnellmovie.com right now, find out what theater near them is playing the film. If it's not playing in your local theater, why don't you go and demand it? Go to the local theater and demand it, and get everyone in your group, get everyone in your church, in your prayer group, in your Bible study group, get everyone to phone up and say, why is this not, why are you not showing this? Because I can tell you that those messages go back to corporate, and corporate don't like being unpopular. You know, despite everything, they don't seem to like being unpopular. I mean, I'm finding these results of these movie theaters where we're like the number 9 or the number 8 or the number 5 movie in a movie house where there's 30 movies playing, and they're dropping us. You know, like,
now, what's the explanation for that?
They're not giving an explanation, and they don't feel like they need to. You know, and we've heard, like, it's hearsay, but we have heard from people that movie houses have said they don't want that film. They don't want that film. And as I said to you, our distributor said he has never come across this. Now, he's in business. He needs to continue to work with these people because he's going to have other movies. So he can't have a big fight with everyone. But I'd like your listeners to have a fight with people. They can fight with people because they're going to be going to those movie houses for years to come. And they can say, I don't understand this. This is an incredible movie. This movie is number one of the independent movies in the United States. It's something I care about, my family care about, our church cares about, this whole country. And most of the people in this country, a huge number of people in this country, care deeply about this issue. And what's wrong with you? Why won't you show this film? People need to do that. You know, it's like the Chick-fil-A story. I was just thinking about this today. When the Chick-fil-A people got into trouble, I remember finding out where the local Chick-fil-A was, and it was an hour and a half from where I live. And I remember saying to the people I work with, I said, look, I'm not saying anything to anyone about anything, but I'm going to Chick-fil-A today. If anyone likes to come, I'm buying lunch. And we drove there and we had this beautiful, like a really beautiful moment with all the other people who went to Chick-fil-A. You know, a really lovely moment of solidarity with those people and met great people. And I think people are experiencing that in the movie theaters. So that's what I'm telling people to do. You know, buy tickets, buy multiple tickets, get the word out. You'll never regret it. There are people who are going to see it three and four times now.
Well, and we'll encourage people to pray as well, understanding that there's a spiritual battle here, because there is truth here that is being released on the nation. And once you have truth and once you've been confronted with it, you're accountable. Ann McElhaney, thank you so much for the tenacity in seeing this movie through, and thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Tony, for being such a supporter from the get-go. It meant the world to us. Thank you, and God bless.
All right, Ann McElhaney with Gosnell, the movie, The Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer. Go to the website, TonyPerkins.com, follow the links over. Hey, just a few minutes left here, and I do think that the challenge here is that this is releasing truth. This is not one of those kind of stories that has this great ending. Well, I don't want to give it all away, but I mean, it's confronting with the hard truth. I mean, it's just fact. This tells the story of Kermit Gosnell, the abortionist in Philadelphia. And once the nation knows this, because she was absolutely right, Planned Parenthood has lied. They've been so deceptive in leading people to, oh, it's a blob of tissue. It's not really a child. And they don't know the dark side of the abortion industry. And when they're confronted with it, with the truth, you're then accountable. And as a nation, we're accountable to this. And I believe that Americans, the vast majority, knowing the truth, will act upon it. And that's what they're afraid of. And for those that might go that, as she pointed out, the young woman who had had the abortion, there's healing on the other side of that. But first, there has to be a recognition that you need the help and the healing. And there are many ministries out there. Most of the care pregnancy centers also have abortion recovery to help you through that, to come to grips with it. And first is to acknowledge that this is a life. And it's just like anything else. You know, God forgives if we confess and we receive the forgiveness that he has, but we have to come to terms with it. And so I would encourage you, if you've been there, there's forgiveness, there's healing, and there's hope. Reach out. As again, the care pregnancy centers, there's about 4,000 of them across the country, and almost every one of them has abortion recovery services, counseling to help you. There's no reason to carry that guilt if that's where you've been. And if you're contemplating, if you're pregnant, contemplating abortion, look, it is life. Choose life. Again, these care pregnancy centers, you can Google it. There's one near you, I'm certain, and they'll help you through this. And they'll help you all the way through. I just was speaking at one last week, helping them raise money to not only, you know, do the medical care, the sonograms, but literally to provide the clothes and the ongoing counseling. There's help for you. All right, but do go see the movie, Kermit Gosnell. Go to the website, TonyPerkins.com, follow the links over. All right, out of time for today. Thanks so much for joining us. Lord willing, we'll be back again tomorrow. I hope you will as well. Until then, take the pledge, PrayVoteStand.com, and do this. As the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 6, when you've done everything you could do, when you've prayed, when you've prepared, and when you've taken your stand, by all means, keep standing.
Washington Watch with Tony Perkins is powered by the Family Research Council and is entirely listener-supported. For more information on anything you've heard today, or to find out how you can partner with us in our ongoing efforts to promote faith, family, and freedom, visit TonyPerkins.com. Also, to leave a comment about Washington Watch, call our watch line at 1-866-372-7234. That's 1-866-372-7234.